everybody. Yeah, no theme music this time. We just... No, I mean, because what's the point? It's really... It's not your regular run-of-the-mill, typical Coleraine Connection podcast this time around.
We are being atypical.
That's right. What we're doing, as you know, as I'm sure you've been watching for all month long, is we are giving you the full episode presentation of The End of the Beginning, episode 412 of Down Gilead Lane.
Can you define full?
Yeah, it's not going to be a truncated version. It'll be what you could hear on the radio. I mean, it's
the broadcast version.
Yeah, I'm not going to put like a promo or a summary of it.
Right. You're not going to add to it.
Right.
But, you know, the fans really would like that unedited version.
Like
the director's cut? I'm pretty sure that that's the whole reason that the poll turned out the way it did.
Oh, yeah,
was
by the way.
Was there like a mass thing?
Yeah.
That, you know?
I think maybe we need to... look into voter fraud on the poll there. I mean, overwhelming results, like more people than have ever even like visited the Coloring Connection blog at
Did
one
you
time.
Guys spam bot?
Yeah, that's my question. Did some kind of little, I don't know. I mean, it shows a lot of ingenuity on somebody's part and a lot of creativity to get that high of a number
on
one voting poll, but...
So
that's okay.
I mean, are we going to...
Somebody feels passionately about listening to The End of the Beginning.
And the all of The End of the Beginning.
Yeah,
beginning,
I mean,
middle, and end.
I'm just like, here's my fear, Lori. I just don't want, somebody to take this show, this episode, and like bootleg it, you know? Like pirate that and put it out on the internet where people could, you know... We could lose customers, paying
that
customers.
That is true. That is a good point. But, you know, I don't know. I can almost hear the exclamations rippling across the galaxy now.
And what are they saying?
That we are not like that. Our fans are good, solid, upstanding citizens of this great land.
That's true. Okay, so you think we can trust our listeners. Is that what you're saying?
I do. I think that our listeners can be trusted to save this copy of this for themselves.
Uh-huh.
Follow copyright laws.
Follow the copyright laws. Well, then, all right. This is a big treat. This is like a end of the summer party. Before you go back to school, you're going to get to hear a full, unedited retail version, director's cut version of this episode, which, by the way, this was a really, really significant episode. If you think back to the beginning of Down Gilead Lane, some of you were here with us for that, some of you weren't, but the whole beginning of the show was all about the mystery of Grace and what happened 30 years ago, and, you know, she was a very, very, like, kind of mysterious, shadowy character, and we weren't sure if we should trust her or not, and as we gradually began to, you know, realize that we could trust her, then we kind of saw how things had happened with other citizens of Coleraine. And it all sort of gradually started to unravel, and the mystery was revealed. And this, really, this episode kind of symbolized the end of an era, which was the beginning of the whole series of Down Gilead Lane. So
mm-hmm.
that was part of why we named the show. Well, it was a two-part show. We named part one the beginning of the end, but then we named part two the end of the beginning.
Okay, so we don't have that bookend that we could use for later references.
I don't even know what you mean by that.
Like, we don't have the options of naming an episode the... You know, the opposite titles when we near wrapping up the
series.
Well,
we could, I guess. As long as it was some other wording, we could go with that theme, that idea.
Anyway,
I just need to set it up a little bit. Is that all right, Lori?
Hey, go for it.
Just because we don't have the part one of this two-part special, and it ran so long... that we did not have time to do like a recap. We did not have time to open the show with previously Down Gilead Lane.
Ooh.
So it really picks up right where things left off. And where things left off were, it was a meeting at the Morrison's house where Grace and all the Morrison kids are getting together talking about what they have uncovered as their little sort of junior detective agency. And this really upsets Maya Richter, to find out that possibly her dad was involved in something that really kind of, on the surface, seemed like it ruined Grace's life. That really upset Maya, yeah. So that's kind of where we come into the show. That's kind of what's been going on. And the Morrison kids feel kind of bad about, you know, sort of like jumping to the conclusions that they have and not consulting the grown-ups about, you know, some of the investigation they've been doing. So the show starts on a little bit of a downer, but stick with us. It's a real exciting episode.
Excellent.
The end of the beginning. Down Gilead Lane. Here it is.
Ooh.
Yeah, huh?
That's some bitter emotion.
Yeah, she's feeling some pretty strong feelings there.
Definitely so.
Yeah, but isn't it interesting how Grace herself, the one who was actually wounded, the one who was, you know, had the offense against her, she's let go of it, you know? I mean, she has actually found forgiveness, and she is extending it to Tom. She is extending grace.
Exactly.
What do you know?
And you know, it's a great representation of how holding on to anger and bitterness can really cause you problems.
Yeah,
and get to see how Grace lets go,
and sort of like taking up the offense of others. You know, I mean, I think Proverbs talks about that, about how we need to not get involved in somebody else's quarrel or whatever. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Just as I think back, Lori Heckman, who plays Brooke, she really, really was longing for a story where she could kind of drift into the dark side a little bit.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. Because she felt like, oh, Brooke is always the one who's got it all together. You know, and she's like, and I know myself as a person, I'm not perfect and I struggle.
Yeah, exactly.
And so she actually requested, could we make Brooke, you know, could we kind of like give her some feet of clay at some point?
Do you know what I think?
What do you think?
I think that Laurie and I should write an episode of Down Gilead Lane together.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? Laurie and Laurie.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be very unique.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have to look at that.
It's a great idea. All right. Well, hey, you know, speaking of things that we should do.
Yes.
Here's a segue for you. We here at CBH Ministries have got some exciting things coming up that we are working on, that we've got on the drawing board.
A really cool thing.
Yeah. And we're not going to talk about them now. We just want to kind of like, you know, whet your appetite a little bit. And
tease.
So,
Steve
exactly.
is doing a tease.
Yes, with my cheese popcorn. I don't know. Come back, or actually just stay with us after the show is done. Lori and I will be back, and we'll be talking a little bit about some of the developments that are happening
here
at CBH, and it'll be a lot of fun. But until then, let's get back to our exciting episode. Let's dim the lights and roll today's episode of Down Gilead Lane.
Hey, Miss Peace Popcorn there.
And there you have it. With
wow.
that, yes, it was the end of an era. It was the beginning of a new beginning.
And the end of an episode just there.
Exactly, yes. all good things must come to an end, and so that's why Lori and I are here.
Because we end everything, no.
but hope you enjoyed that, and again, that was like our little gift to you. Happy end of summer,
yes.
And have a great school year. As we kind of enter into a new season, like we said a little while ago, there's some really cool new things happening here at CBH. Some
Very
news we wanted
cool.
to pass along.
Yes.
One of those things is the next 24-hour sale. When does that happen, Lori?
That would be on the 24th, not of August, because it's not anymore.
Right.
No, the 24th of September.
Yes. So we started our 24-hour sales last year on the 24th of September, and we're going to do it again this year on the 24th of September. Basically, what it is if you go to our online store, shopcbh.org, on that day, sometime during the 24th of September Eastern Time, then there's some awesome discounts on some awesome products. 50% off. On a number of the items that we have there at the store. More details on exactly what is going to be marked down to 50% coming soon. So just keep your eye on cbhministries.org. Keep coming back here, and we'll have more details on that for you coming
Excellent.
Up here in the next few weeks. What else is
that
going on, Lori?
That sounds fantastic. Well, we've got this great project that we have started.
Very excited.
And yeah, we are very excited. This is something that Steve and I have been talking about for a very, very long time. Something very close to my heart. Can I tell them about basically kind of what it is?
Yeah, lay it out there.
All right. This is a project that is going to go to help CBH listeners and supporters support the U.S. military.
Yep.
And, you know, as a military wife, I am all for that.
Yep.
And basically, CBH is going to be putting together a package that you can send to families of the troops, people who are deployed, and their, you know, wives or spouses and children are left here without them.
Right.
Something that they can get for the holidays.
You know, Lori, I was just driving down the road the other day, and I saw somebody had a sign in their yard.
Mm-hmm.
It said, support our troops, you know, and I'm sure we've all seen that sign or that slogan or, you know, a bumper sticker, whatever.
Yes.
And we're all on board for that. Yes. Who wouldn't want to support our troops? The people who, you know, in many cases sacrifice everything for our freedom, you know, so
that's
support
right.
our troops. But exactly what does that mean? What does that look like to, quote unquote, support our troops? I think one very, very practical, you know, where the rubber meets the road way to actually live that out is by helping their families, you know, the people mm-hmm. that they have to leave, you know, they have to leave behind on some base somewhere, you know, or mm-hmm. just somewhere in the States.
And in some instances, those people are at a brand new location.
Yeah.
You know, you go to a brand new base and your husband gets deployed somewhere, you know, nobody. And so we have found a very tangible way that you'll be able to show the love of God and Jesus Christ, because we know that that is what's necessary to keep you sane.
Yeah.
And we have presented a path for CBH listeners and supporters to be able to do that. So keep watching the website, because we're going to get that up very soon. Steve and I are frantically working behind the scenes. You can't hear it, but we really are clicking away.
Yeah, right now, just kind of the working title for the project is the CBH Military Project. We're going to come up with something
snazzy.
A lot more snappy than that. But, you know, you'll know it when you see it, and it's real exciting, and it's going to be there available for you to participate in this fall. So
Uncle Steve wants you. There you go. You can't say Uncle Lori, and it has less impact with Aunt Lori. So
imagine me with this little white goatee pointing at you with a stern look on my face.
Yeah, and the big stovepipe hat.
Do people still know Uncle Sam?
I hope so. That would be really sad.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
All right.
Is that it?
Well, just one other quick little minor thing, just for everybody, heads up, in case you don't know already, J-Man is doing the Season 10 Awards.
Yes.
And he has put a message on the message boards, I believe. Is that correct, Lori?
Yes, he has put a thread on the message boards regarding those awards, and you can go to the boards and you can check out J-Man's site and watch for that, because Steve and I, quite frankly, want very much to do a Season 10 Awards show podcast.
We would love to do that. So if you want to participate, if you want to vote for your favorites, go to the message boards and, you know, get that in so that we can get moving on that. And we will have another Coloring Connection Funcast coming your way sometime in September, where we will talk a lot more about some of these things that we've been teasing here.
Excellent.
And until then, I think that's that. Everybody, happy Labor Day. And happy back to school, and we'll see you sometime in September.
Yep, see you later.
Every day needs a little popcorn.
Okay, you did your little Forrest Gump moment there.
Yeah.